If this is it, man. Recap or fucking, I don't know.
This is just the thanks to the memories cast. I feel that's what it is. It's just like, we're going to sit around and we're just going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to, we're going to weep openly like proud, manly men.
Yep.
Our shirts will be off, but in a manly way, not a gay way, in a manly way.
And, I don't know, you know if you'll get this reference, but for anybody else out there, it will be like Snake and Otacon in Metal Gear Solid 2 when they do the bro grab at the end after Otacon's sister dies. It's not a spoiler. That game's been out for like 14 years.
Speaking of Solid Snake, you showed me a picture of Kiefer Sutherland looking like a hot piece of shit.
Yep. That's a great term for that picture.
It is exactly. He's hot and a piece of shit. And that's all I can think is like, that's not a big boss right there. That's a...
No, he's not. Only David Hayter is big boss.
Yeah.
Mm.
Are you one of those? Are you, so you're a David Hayter like purist?
Oh, I don't. I am crazy like about this. I am
really
no.
I think
I
touched the nerve here. I didn't realize I was going to touch on something so like hot button issue for you. So let's hear about
it. Did you not know that I have a Metal Gear Solid tattoo?
I did not. I have never. Okay, all I played Metal Gear Solid. And you're going to hate me when I say this. I've maybe played a half hour of it.
Yeah,
at a friend's house playing. I played Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, which is this how no one said, "Hey man, you should probably change that title for America because it's really weird."
Nope. It's not, though. It's sick.
But like, and that's the thing about that game.
It makes contextually no sense. It doesn't,
because it's such a small part of the game.
Yeah, he literally eats snakes sometimes, and that's not even mostly what you eat.
That's like calling like Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption, animal skin error.
Yeah, pretty much.
Technically, it's in
Man,
there.
Kojima like, don't give a fuck.
Far Cry 3, hang gliding.
Yeah, Kojima does not give a fuck. But yeah. This is how crazy about this I am. I don't even believe that Kiefer Sutherland is going to be voicing Snake for much of the game. I think it's a big trick.
Really?
I think that Kojima is fucking, like, tricking everyone to drum up hype when the game comes out and it's like, holy shit, it changes back to Hayter after, like, 4 hours. Wah! And so everybody goes nuts and, like, climbs over each other to buy it. But I also might be in huge denial just because it's such a shocking change. Like,
it's really weird, too, because David Hayter was like, I want to do it. Let's do it. And then they're just like, nope.
Yeah, no, they let him go, apparently. But I don't believe that. Like, that's the iconic voice. That is the voice of Solid Snake. Everybody knows that.
It's weird timing, too, because wasn't that the same year that they recast Michael Ironside as Sam Fisher?
Yeah, but isn't that because Michael Ironside died?
Yeah, well, I don't think he's dead. Is he dead?
Oh, wait, I might be thinking of somebody else.
I don't think he's dead. I'm going to look this up right now. I thought he just, like, retired. I thought he just didn't want to do it.
That's probably
the case. But it's so funny that, like, the two, like icons of, no, he's still alive. The two icons of, like, stealth video games, like, both of these have these like very iconic voice actors voicing them, and it's just like both of them get dropped in the same year.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I can't. I'm not even irritated about it yet because I don't believe it. When the game comes out, and like, because Ground Zeroes already came out, and that had it had Kiefer voicing Snake, but also Snake did not have a shit pile of dialogue.
Yeah,
in that game, right? So like. I don't know. I don't fully believe that they're really going to change it. Like I think that it will be different for a little bit, but I think that's going to be part of the story, I guess.
You know, I had a realization actually when you were talking about it. When you were describing some of the things there, I feel like Metal Gear Solid to me is what I sound like when I describe Game of Thrones to other people. Like it's so dense, and like the more I find the more I hear about it, the less sense it makes in my head.
Oh
like,
man!
Okay. Let me just try to explain if I can piece it together. So, Snake is a clone.
Yes.
He's like there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
All these super soldier clone things. Like picture the clones from Attack of the Clones, but he's one in particular.
Yeah.
And the Metal Gears, there's something to do with like genetics.
Yeah, the Human Genome Project. That's from
right.
Metal Gear Solid 1.
Yeah, and then the rest of it is just a giant blur. Like, that's literally all I know. And then the rest of it is just like, what the fuck?
I could spend probably about 7 hours discussing the plot points.
Can you sum up the plot of the entire series in 5 minutes?
Oh, man, let me try. Okay, so basically it starts off with Metal Gear Solid 1. Well, I mean, I never played Metal Gear.
Doesn't it start off with Snake Eater? Isn't that the first one?
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about release rather than, like, chronologically.
Okay. Oh, also in Metal Gear 2, apparently there's a scene where a dude walks around naked, hiding his junk the whole time.
Yes, Raiden.
Playable level. I know that.
Yeah, Raiden does that.
This is the thing. Metal Gear 2, different character. Mm-hmm. No reason why.
Yeah. No, because fuck you. That's basically the reason. Kojima said, he said that they made Raiden the protagonist of Metal Gear Solid 2 to attract more women to the franchise, because he's a bishy boy, and bishonen, if you would. But
wasn't that PlayStation 1?
Metal Gear Solid 1 was.
Okay, I was going to say, because, like, that was graphics. Like, I don't think any women, like, those graphics are not good enough that women would be like, ooh, that's sexy. Like,
yeah, no, Metal Gear Solid 2 was on the PlayStation 2. And still, like, it was pretty polygons, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. But that was his reasoning. But again, I think it was just Kojima trying to make controversy to sell games, or right, just get people talking about it.
So what's a Metal Gear?
A Metal Gear is a walking tank.
Gotcha.
That sometimes is capable.
So it's like a Metroid. Metroid is the exact same thing.
Well, a Metroid is an alien, dude.
Yeah, what I'm saying, like, they name it after their villain.
Yeah, kind of. So anyway, like, a Metroid is a Metal Gear is a walking tank, right? And sometimes it has the capabilities to launch nuclear missiles halfway across Earth, or be, like, 75% of the way across the Earth. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Then you could just shoot at the 25%.
So it's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, so it's a giant walking tank mech kind of thing. Well, yeah, it's a mech because it's piloted. But anyway, so, and these were designed by, what's the guy's name? Sokolov in the 60s. That was in Metal Gear Solid 3. And basically, in Metal Gear Solid 3, we come across Big Boss, who is the villain of the Metal Gear series, like the two that came out for the MSX.
Right.
And, okay, so you are Big Boss, and you are sent on a mission to rescue this Russian scientist named Sokolov. He was the one who was designing the Shagohod, which was the precursor to the Metal Gear.
Right.
Which was a, you know, walking tank, right? Okay. And in Metal Gear Solid 3, it's literally a walking tank.
Like a tank with legs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So anyway, you go in. Well, it has, like, these weird tread leg things. It's pretty neat. But anyway, so you go on the mission, you rescue Sokolov, and then your trainer, like the person who basically, like, raised you and taught you everything you know about fighting the boss, who is this lady who was, like, a super spy in World War II, she betrays you. And fucking gives a nuclear weapon to this Russian dude named Volgin. And he fucking nukes the one place. And basically, like, it creates this huge shitstorm amongst the U.S. and Russia. Like, they're almost going to lead into World War III. So Snake gets sent to assassinate the boss. And a bunch of crazy shit happens. And so anyway, it turns out that... the boss was doing her shit for reasons that were particular to her, and Big Boss is kind of disillusioned in the, wow, this is going to take a really long time. Holy fuck. Okay.
I'm riveted. I'm listening to the whole thing. I'm just like, yeah.
Right. So Big Boss is like, this is the end of Metal Gear Solid.
Wait, so Big Boss and, okay. So Big Boss and Boss and Solid Snake, are they the same person?
No, they are two different people. Solid Snake is the clone of Big Boss.
Right.
Who killed him. Yeah, although
he killed himself, or
no, he killed
the clone. Killed the original.
Yeah, Solid Snake killed Big Boss in Metal Gear 2, I think.
Or, gotcha.
But it turns out in Metal Gear Solid 4 he didn't die. So anyway, where was I? I was at the end of Metal Gear Solid 3. Yeah, Snake becomes disillusioned with governments and basically people telling him what to do. So he creates his own mercenary squad. And they're called MSF, Military Sans Frontières, which is a playoff of Doctors Without Borders.
Gotcha.
And so anyway, him and his best dude, Kazuhara Miller, they start their own.
That's a weird combination of names. Like the most Japanese name and the most American name you can
imagine. Well, actually, Kazuhara Miller is, he's American. It's like, yeah. He's American Japanese. So he called that one right at the gate. So anyway, they start their own thing. They take in these refugees.
Someone tells me this Miller guy's not long for the world.
He's actually killed in Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Solid Snake, not Solid Snake, Liquid Snake, Solid Snake's brother.
is there a gaseous snake?
No, there is a solidus snake.
I love Japanese translations.
Oh, it's fucking sick. And, Sarudus Nuku.
Because you know in their language it makes sense, but in our language
it doesn't make any more sense. Like, they're saying the exact same things. But, we're at Peace Walker right now. So in Peace Walker, they take in these refugees, and basically Big Boss starts gathering parts of these machines that are used to, like, that these different countries are using for war, like basically the enemies in that game. And he basically builds the first Metal Gear. And that leads into Ground Zeroes, which a bunch of crap happens that I don't know about because I haven't played Ground Zeroes yet. But basically, Mother Base, which is the home of MSF, gets destroyed. And so basically, like, Solid Snake, or rather, Big Boss goes completely nanners, which leads into the Phantom Pain, which is coming out this fall, and Metal Gear 2. So Solid Snake, after defeating Big Boss, is sent to Shadow Moses, which is a military base in Alaska, because there have been reports of terrorists hijacking another Metal Gear. Mm-hmm. And the hijackers turn out to be Solid Snake's brother, Liquid Snake, and the and the remaining members of Foxhound, which is a special... Or, no, wait, ex-members of Foxhound, which is a special forces unit that Solid Snake belonged to.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He meets Otacon there, Meryl, a bunch of characters that are really important to the series. And then he fights Solid Snake Liquid Snake on top of the Metal Gear, and he beats him, and Liquid Snake is killed by a poison, or not a poison, but like a disease that was engineered into both of them called Fox Dye.
Gotcha.
Hasn't killed Snake yet.
Is that why he's coughing so much in the trailer for 4?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly why, and that's why he's an old-ass man.
I assume he's an old-ass man because time passed.
Not that much time passed. Everybody else is like only a couple years older.
So it's like a Robin Williams from Jack situation.
Exactly, yeah. It's like progeria, but he doesn't look like a weird, creepy alien fucker. No offense to any listeners with progeria.
Gasm of Thrones would like to apologize to all listeners with progeria.
Technically,
don't worry, dude. They're not going to live long enough to see that suit come through anyway.
Oh, man. And if I... Actually, I'm going to stop right there, because if I try to explain the plot of Metal Gear Solid 2, my brain is going to run out of my nose.
All right. Okay, so basically what it sounds like is it's kind of like Cold War-inspired, like World War III kind of thing.
Yeah, like really James Bondy, but a little bit more sci-fi stuff.
To be honest, I thought it was a lot weirder than what you describe it. I'm like, okay, this sounds pretty across the plate. Like, this doesn't sound all that weird. I'm guessing when you talk about two is like,
two and four,
that's when it gets nutty. It gets like
completely pants on head retarded, but still makes a strange kind of sense if you read up enough on it.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, no, those are crazy games.
I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of disappointed by this, because I don't know, for some reason, the way that it built up, like it had built up such a mystique in my head, like not knowing what of it, and just hearing people talk about it was like, God, this must be fucking crazy. Like, just like the most insane thing ever made. And yeah. It just sounds kind of, yeah.
I'm also leaving out like a lot of details and stuff, right? Like, for Metal Gear Solid 2, you start on the tanker, your Solid Snake. You're trying to take pictures of a Metal Gear that's been hijacked by Revolver Ocelot, who is a villain / double agent / triple agent / quadruple agent.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
awesome.
Oh yeah, from the earlier games, right? And you take pictures of that, and then Snake fucking dies. they sink the fucking tanker with him on it. And so you think Snake's dead for the first
time. But realistically, though, it's like one of those things. If you don't see him die, he's not dead.
Oh, I believed it. I rented the game when I was 13 because I was a really big fan of the Metal Gear series. And when Snake died, I popped the disc out. Like, because when I started playing as Raiden, because I was like, oh, yeah, no, fuck you. fuck you, Metal Gear. I'm not having this. But yeah, I went back like once I matured enough. But yeah, and so anyway, you start the game as Raiden, who is just this is his first mission. All of his other missions have been VR, basically. All
right, so let's put a pin in the middle. We can come back to Metal Gear, but we should talk about CEO. You've literally gone on for like 10 minutes. I've been riveted, honestly. Like, yeah. I hope the listeners have enjoyed it as much as I have, but fuck them if they didn't.
Like, and anybody who like actually has played and understands Metal Gear is like so furious.
I think they're enjoying the shit out of it.
I'm leaving out so many.
No, you know what? I think they're enjoying it. I think they're enjoying listening to me listen to it. I think they're just like listening to me try to make sense of it. Just like,
but yeah, Metal Gear Solid 3 and 1 and Peace Walker are fairly straightforward, except for the fact that in Peace Walker, the boss who I told you about in Metal Gear Solid 3 who got killed possesses a machine.
Well, that doesn't make sense at all.
No, there's a lot of science fiction stuff. In Metal Gear Solid 2, Revolver Ocelot is possessed by Liquid Snake because he had his arm grafted onto his missing arm. Oh, yeah.
It's like Snake's. It's literally Snake from The Simpsons when Homer got his hair.
Yeah, no, that's literally what it is. That's what happened.
Do they have to shoot the hair like they like Chief Wiggum did when they're like, bang, when they're shooting it, yeah. And the hair is like,
yeah. Well, but anyway, so yeah, we did a whole podcast there for a season of a show.
We did. That happened.
We didn't even like jump in two episodes from the finale like last year.
No, we see what happened. Yeah, so last year we kind of hit the ground like pretty much running. Mm. We were like, you know that like when you're running off and you're like, oh, we're about to fall. You know, like when they're running off over a building, all of a sudden they see an edge.
Yeah,
and then they just stop themselves just in time, and it's like, oh, I'm like teetering on the edge. That was us last season,
pretty much.
But this season, yeah, we started right from the beginning.
Yeah, went right for the fucking gusto right away.
We did the whole thing. We were actually lamenting this last week. We were talking about it. We were like, oh, man, I wish the season wasn't over because I feel like we just got good at this.
Yeah, yeah. Our podcasts are finally starting to have some semblance of entertainment value in them. And now it's all over.
I know.
For this year.
That's always the way it works, is just you get really good at it by the end. That's the problem with these short seasons. Like,
yeah.
Realistically, to get a good podcast flow, you need at least like 10 weeks. Like, you need at least like at least 10 episodes. Sure. And unfortunately, with Game of Thrones, we only get 10 episodes.
That's right. That's when it's over.
But yeah.
But yeah, fucking, but yeah, we will have next season, and I'm sure some things will happen in the middle.
Have you heard anything about news and stuff that's come out since the end of the season?
Oh, you mean for next year?
Yeah, there's been some casting news.
Oh, really? I haven't.
I don't know if you're familiar. Well, not casting news per se. Like, they haven't cast anybody, but they've definitely cast out some nets as to what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of Dorne.
Oh, yeah? What's that lady's name? Fuck. Alana Sand or something?
Alaria Sand?
Alaria, that's right. Did they cast her?
No, I don't think they've cast anybody yet, but they put out the casting call. I'll see if I can find it.
Alaria Sand is being played by Halle Berry. In the worst choice ever.
Let's see, Game of Thrones season 5 casting call. So yeah, you vamp while I look up this.
Oh, okay. Vamp. Oh, you mean talking endlessly about nothing?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so in Metal Gear Solid 2.
Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
Oh, that
which is the stupidest title ever.
God damn it. No, it's the best. It's the best game. It has the best music.
Is that the one with the sword?
Oh, yeah. The Zandetsu, dude. Fucking cut a cyborg in half and you rip out its spine and take the electrolytes from it so you can go faster.
All I saw from that entire thing, I'm not joking, was from E3, was just cutting watermelons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, because you can cut what you will. But yeah, that's honestly probably like my favorite game of last year. That was so goddamn good. I love
it. I remember them talking about it, just like, you can cut through anything. You can cut through the walls. You can cut through the game. You can cut your own path. And I'm like, there's no goddamn way that's going to work. Like,
oh, it does. It does. No, you can like carve through shit in the shape that you like, and just
no. But I'm saying the way they were saying was like, okay, so yeah, you don't want to go through that door. Fuck it, cut through the wall, cut through the wall, cut through the wall. Just cut whatever you want. I'm like, yeah, but then you're gonna break that game instantly if you give the player the ability to cut everything.
You can pretty much do that though. Like there was one section in it, I remember where I was playing it, where there was like these like Metal Gear fucking, I can't remember what they're called, rays, I think. They were walking across a bridge, so I took the sword to the fucking like concrete support, and the whole bridge came down. It was fucking great. That game is like cuckoo bananas. Like, it, even Kojima said it's not canon because it's just like, it's made by Platinum Games and they have a habit of making really, really crazy, amazing shit. But like, it's really heavy on the crazy. Like, they're making a Legend of Korra game. Do you watch Legend of Korra?
I don't want. I got halfway through Airbender, and then I don't know why. It wasn't that I wasn't enjoying it. It was just.
But
like,
you missed the best half. How do you get halfway through Last Airbender and not watch the rest of it?
I know, it's apparently because everyone's like, oh yeah, I got to the part, and like, oh, it was very like. I think I was at like they just got into like the fire, and they were teaching. I remember the last episode. I can remember something about them teaching them how to dance or something in a cave.
Yeah, we have the dance party for little kids who go to the really like oppressive, boring school.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
that was actually pretty far in. That was season 3. Like, did you watch all the stuff in like the Earth Kingdom and all that?
No, I think I might have missed that.
Ah, so you probably just watched random episodes.
Shit, I think I just no. I started watching it, and then I got to a point, and then I don't remember why I stopped. But I think it's on Netflix. I'm gonna go back and start watching. I actually am looking for something to watch. I just finished Fargo, so
it's so good.
I just finished Fargo, and yeah. Then I watched the entire IT Crowd in, like, a day.
Oh, man, that's such a fun watch.
IT Crowd is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know how I missed it this entire time.
I have a really hard time deciding which boss I like more, Chris Morris or Matt Berry.
Oh, Matt Berry is awesome.
Oh, Matt Berry is amazing, but Chris Morris is so funny. Have you ever seen Brass Eye?
I haven't, no.
Oh, dude, that's funny.
I love Matt Berry, though.
They have a whole episode of pedophiles.
When Chris Morris jumps out the window, I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, you're killing off my favorite character. Like, no.
Father!
Like, there's no way he dies. Like, there's no way he dies. Like, I'm like, okay, there's got to be some kind of joke. Like, he's trampolining or something. Like, and then it's just like, he's dead. And then, yeah, and then Matt Bear's like, father!
That guy is the best actor.
He's just got the voice.
Yes, I love him.
That's like Shakespeare's wet dream, like that exactly. Voice right there.
Yes, the most theatrical man in the world. Did you see the Christmas special?
I did. I watched it recently. The internet is coming.
Would you keep it down? I'm on Secret Bloody Millionaire. He's driving the powdered. He's just like driving the powdered wig.
No, it's okay. I'm on Secret Millionaire. He's got the. He hands him the beer, and there's friggin' weed smoke in the car, just everywhere.
That's fucking.
Oh, it's
did
so
you
good.
Find the casting call or whatever?
I did. Okay, so Prince Doran Martell, Prince Tristain Martell,
not the dead one.
No, no, his older brother, and Ario Hota.
Okay,
and then I think they're casting all the Sand Snakes.
Sick.
And then they're also bringing in the Septims and the High Sparrow. So we're going to get some, we're going to get a religion on next season too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be interesting. It definitely feels like, I mean, cause definitely Dorne is a place in the next book, and I don't want to get too spoilery because this is not the spoiler section. And we obviously know where it's going. But that's the weird thing about the way that this season ended is, like, I feel, like, less confident about knowing where everything is going than I ever have in my entire life.
Oh, yeah, me too. I have, like, I can't say for sure that anything is going to happen anymore.
Like, no shit. When I didn't read the books, I felt more confident. Like, I was just like, I was like, I got this shit. I've watched a lot of television in my life. I'm like, I got this shit. I think I was better at predicting it than I am now, because now I'm like, okay, I'm going to just go straight forward with the books. And like, they're fucking me. They're just like,
No, you're wrong. I'm sorry.
It don't work that way. I don't know why I just imagined friggin' David Benioff just doing a triangle there, the Z snap.
It don't be like that anymore. Sorry.
But yeah, so we're definitely going to get some Dorne. It's going to be good. I feel like they have to do Dorne just because, like, I feel like Oberyn was so much more popular than they thought he was going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, actually, I'm pretty sure they knew exactly how popular Oberyn was going to be.
I mean, I knew how popular Oberyn was going
to be. Because he was played up so hard to be the most, like, likable, heroic dude.
And he was. And that's the thing, like...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, he was, and that's what I think, I think that segues good into talking about this season as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was definitely the MVP of the season. Like, there's no way this season would have worked if it wasn't for him.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean, there's been a lot of great shit that season, but, like, I mean, that's pretty much what everybody talks about when you're talking about season 4 of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Just, like, what over and over, like, and over.
What he was, like, the Olenna Tyrell of this season. Like, last season with her... mm-hmm. was just amazing. Like, when, I mean, obviously she had some great moments this season, but she definitely no, made, no, I mean, obviously once yeah. Joffrey died, she just was gone.
I'm leaving now. Goodbye.
I'm going away now for no reason at all.
Nobody,
this isn't suspicious in the slightest.
It was the Stark girl and the ugly midgets. Goodbye. Bye, everyone.
I'm going home now to my home planet.
Poochie died on the way to his own planet.
Where's Poochie? Oh, that'd be our last Where's Poochie reference.
Oh, yeah, for a little while.
Don't know what you got till it's gone. But yeah, no, he was definitely the MVP of the season. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, if you could imagine, you can't even imagine this season without him. Because that's the thing. If you were to take that, I've heard so many people talk about this. Like, what was the best episode of the season? By far, it was the episode with his death.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I can't even think of an episode that I would put up next to it. As in, like, okay, this one or this one.
And you know what one they submitted for the Emmys? Retarded Fireball episode.
I know. That's so weird. Like, they did that. I don't get that at all. Oh, man.
I'm going to make a pact next season of Gasma Thrones. I'm going to try to stop saying retarded so much. It doesn't make you seem like a very smart guy.
What happened to you recently? Like, we were talking before. You were just like, oh, dude, I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to live. Like, and now you're just like, man, I don't want to stay retarded. Did you have, like, a near-death experience or something?
Yeah, somebody threw me in a pit with a bear.
I'm seriously concerned about you at this point because you're just like,
no,
I'm
just,
changing
you
everything.
You know what? I have a heart. It's not nice to say retarded all the time. I understand that, but it's just so ingrained into my vocabulary. But, like, I don't ever want to offend someone with a mental disability because I'm basically mentally disabled.
I work with autistic kids a lot, and, like, they're the best.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would, like, never use,
you know,
that
what I mean?
Term.
Like, I fucking, like, if I said retarded and there was, like, an autistic kid, like, 3 feet from me, I'd start screeching. I'd be so sad.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh.
I don't want to fucking do that. But, yeah, it's just the easiest word. I'm trying to describe something that's insane.
It is, and it's just because, you know what it is? There are certain words, and I don't even think, like there's certain words. Like cunt is not a nice word. It just doesn't work. It doesn't roll
it
off the tongue in a nice way.
It's not nice to, like, say at someone, but,
all
like, when
power,
the English or Australians say it all the time, it's great.
I feel like all of cunt's power is derived from its taboo.
Right, yeah.
Retard is a fun word. It really is a fun word. Like, it rolls off the tongue so well. It's got that nice retard. It's like, it's up and down. Retard.
But, like, I don't even say retard very much. Like, I don't call anybody a retard. I just say something is retarded.
It's got a bounce to it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a fun word on its own to say.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. For sure. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing's really changed. It's just, I don't know. Just, you know. Try to be less of a piece of shit as you move forward is the good policy to have.
What's that that Jim Jeffries bit where he's like, the only one commandment we need?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
Oh, no. I've only seen the bit where he takes his buddy to the whorehouse.
He's got this great bit where he talks about how there's like 10 commandments and it's like all these rules and shit. Like, all you really need is one rule to live by. Try not to be a cunt.
Yeah, pretty much.
And if you live by that, you're good. It's like...
That is all I expect of most people, really.
Or no, is that even trying? It's like, try to be a little less of a cunt. Like, it's not even try to be a cunt. It's just, you know, go out of your way to be a little better. Mm. All right, so it's funny because, like, as short as the Game of Thrones is, it's still funny when you think back on the first episode, how long ago that feels.
Yeah, well, it was fucking like 12 weeks ago.
So let's go back to the Wayback Machine and talk about the first episode.
Do, 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 do.
So the first episode, we meet Oberyn for the first time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He shows up.
Yeah, where Tyrion's chilling at the gate and shit.
Yep, Jon Snow returns.
Mm-hmm.
We get that great scene with Daenerys marching her army.
Yeah.
And then that great scene in the next episode with Daenerys marching her army.
Mm-hmm.
And then that great scene in the next episode with Daenerys marching her army.
I mean, I love it when she marches that army.
I'm pretty. I
Are we gonna go over the beats of every episode? Because we're gonna be here till tomorrow.
No, but I just wanted to demonstrate that certain characters had a lot more plot development than others.
Absolutely. Yep. And I've been hating on Daenerys all season, but it's not her fault so much as her circumstance.
She's a victim of circumstance.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, it's George R. R. Martin's fault, really, which everything is. Everything is his fault.
It's true.
Every ill in the world is because of that lazy man on his stupid DOS computer.
He filmed
three goddamned Conan skits in the last 4 months.
I saw him on. I was watching Last Week Tonight before we started recording.
Oh, he's doing all the talk shows now.
The John Oliver show, and he was on it. And the bit is that he sits around and he's like, and then like John Oliver is like.
The pandering sketch.
Yeah. And he turns around and he's like, I killed three of your favorite characters. And I'm sitting there watching. And I was like, turn the fuck around. Get back to work.
That's exactly what I thought. Get off the fucking camera.
No, you spin your head around and get back to work.
Oh, man. I'd love to be the guy who stands behind George R. R. Martin with a gun.
Oh, just a whip. Just whoosh.
Honestly, though, like if you really think about it and try to be empathetic, I bet that's how it feels.
Of course.
Writing those fucking books.
Dude, he is like, I don't envy him.
Everybody
anyway.
In the world.
I don't envy him. Like, we make a lot of fun at him, and he deserves it. He really does. But
he's taken a very long time.
So. The thing with him is that he, this is the thing. He's in a legitimately shitty situation now, but it's a situation he caused, and it's a situation that he easily could have not caused.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like, you know, and the whole eighth book thing really didn't help his case at all. It's just like, dude, what are you doing?
Are you
like,
fucking crazy?
Do you think Winds of Winter is going to be out by the time next season comes out?
No.
I think it might be.
No.
We got almost a year.
I hope you're right.
We've got almost a year.
But I don't think it'll be out by next season.
I think it might be. I think it's going to have to be. But the question is going to remain, is it going to be good?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, because the crazy amount of pressure he's under right now. Like, I don't know, maybe he'll like, you know, thrive under the pressure or whatever, but I lost my train of thought.
Does he strike you as the kind of guy who'd thrive under pressure, though?
It seems like the kind of guy who would fall to heart disease.
Because if you think about it, like, if you think about it, as his books have gotten more famous, he's gotten less good. Like, he has really just deteriorated in quality.
That is true. The dance... Well, I don't know if I can even say Dance is objectively the worst.
Well, Dance and Feast for Crows, you got to lump them together because they were written together. They were written as one giant-ass book.
Yeah, so yeah, that is the bad part, pretty much. Like, it's funny shit that happens in those two books, but...
Yeah. Mm. No, absolutely. And it's something we're going to have fun talking about next season.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want to spoil things for people, and I really don't want to say this, and I don't like saying this, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the highlight, you guys. Like, this is the high point.
As far as we know, that's as good as it gets.
This might be it. Like, the spooky, scary skeletons is kind of the MO moving forward. Like,
man. But the thing is, it gets less, like, crazy as we go on.
Does it? Does it really?
Yeah. Well, I
could point out four things in that book that would make you go, what the fuck? But I'm not going to because it's spoilery.
Okay, well, I'm sure you could, actually, but, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess we're not going to talk about LSH until we decide that there's...
No, we're not going to talk about that. I mean, that's the thing. I feel legitimately bad because I think every person who doesn't know about this is just spoiled. Like, this is one of those things that, like, I feel bad for our kind. Like, because, and I was a point of pride. I said this to somebody when we were talking about it. Like, I was very proud of my book brethren that we have been pretty good about not spoiling things.
Yes.
In terms of, like, Harry Potter, by the time that movie came out, everybody knew exactly what, because those book people were dicks. Like, they were spoiling everything.
Oh, man. My girlfriend's actually, like, Serena is still mad at me to this very day, because when we were kids, you remember MSN Messenger?
Of course.
Of course you do. Yeah, we're.
Who doesn't remember MSN Messenger? 13. How young do you think I am?
All right, you're my age.
I'm 24.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, you're like a couple years younger. But, like, you know, fucking not everybody used it. Some people used AIM. Some people used ICQ.
I never used AIM in my entire life. I've never used it.
That makes sense. But, yeah, I changed my my MSN name to Snape Kills Dumbledore when that leaked. And spoiled it for her, and she has never...
The Simpsons spoiled Snape Kills Dumbledore.
Like, she has never forgiven me for that.
There was an episode of The Simpsons they did where they spoiled the death of Dumbledore.
But that was years later, though.
Was it that many years later?
That was years later. Yeah.
I remember watching that episode, and that's weird to do that. Just like spoil another thing. And it's funny because in The Simpsons, they made another joke about it. If you remember, they made a joke about spoiling things before, because it's the great scene where Homer comes out of the Homer and Marge on a date in the 80s, and they come out of Empire Strikes Back, and they're just
wow,
like,
I can't believe Darth Vader was Skywalker's father.
And the entire crowd's like,
yeah.
And like they made a joke about it, and then they just turned around and did the same thing.
Totally. Yeah, Portlandia did it too. Portlandia spoiled like everything about The Wire.
Really?
Oh yeah. There's an episode.
What can you spoil about The Wire though? Like
who gets killed when?
I guess. I mean, I've watched The Wire and I couldn't tell you who got killed when. Like I could tell you who got killed eventually.
Yeah. Almost everyone.
I'm just saying, where's Wallace?
Where the fuck is Wallace?
Where's Wallace?
Yeah.
Yeah, where is Wallace? Seriously.
I don't know. Probably.
I don't think he's coming back.
I don't think he's going to come back to The Wire in season 6.
Oh my god. That would be the greatest if they did The Wire. Just come back in season 6 and like Game of Thrones.
Strange. That would be cool though, I think.
What if the. Hey, because you could have Aidan Gillen. He could just come in and just be like the exact same accent.
Man, Carcetti on Game of Thrones would be sick.
I don't even know if I would know the difference between Carcetti and like Littlefinger.
Carcetti's a lot dumber than Littlefinger is.
I guess.
And less greasy.
Like, really?
Yeah. I feel like less greasy too.
Yeah, Carcetti's the nicer version of him. Like he's like
totally.
It sounds strange to say he's the wholesome version of Littlefinger. Like
the corrupt, wholesome version of Littlefinger.
But he didn't start corrupt. Like he started. I mean, we're talking about The Wire now. He started idealistic, and it was all about like his slow corruption. Like it's like this is like this guy who came in here and he was going to show them how it's done, and just how the system. It doesn't like you know doesn't take a it takes a good man and just slowly but surely. Forces him one step at a time to sacrifice his ideas until eventually he's just as corrupt as everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's fucking brilliant because they play it out over seasons. So it's like, so you yourself don't even see it happening.
Yeah. And then you notice like, holy shit.
Yeah. And the same way that he doesn't see it happening, you don't see it happening until the very end when you're like, oh my God, genius.
Oh my good goddamn.
Oh my.
Yeah. favorite moments. Any favorite moments from this past...
Oh, fucking skeleton fight, obviously.
Honestly,
fireballs, magic missiles, man.
That kind of was one of my favorite moments. Like, I met it with, like, incredulity, but, like, it was very, very strange and entertaining.
Yeah. I definitely also enjoyed that. I still think my favorite sight gag in the entire scene is season is like Arya and the Hound sticking out of that bush.
Yeah. Oh man, they're probably going to make another like 80s Game of Thrones like opening video, and that's going to be one of the like screens with the actor's name on it. I can't remember what people call that. Fuck.
Title card?
Yeah. Well, not the title card, but like
credits?
No, but like you know like in those intros when it would show some footage of that actor's character and their name would come down.
Rolling over the hood of a car with their gun pulled.
Exactly, yes.
And then they would freeze frame when he points the gun off screen. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, but they would totally work for that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm trying to think of other good moments that I enjoyed this season.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with Podrick. I always enjoy good Podrick Payne.
Yeah, he was great this season. I hope.
He was much less forward. Like he was much less in the foreground, but he just totally killed it.
Yeah, every scene he was in. I like Davos and fucking Stannis at the bank.
Yeah, Davos and Stannis at the bank. I like Davos and in the friggin' in the whorehouse bath thing with Salador San, because you just see. I like the fact that Davos can go. Like this is what I love about Davos in the book and Davos, and they've kind of done this on the show too. Is that you kind of forget because Davos is such a like goody two shoes boy scout that he's also a smuggler. Like he can also like slum it, and he's really good at like just mixing with like the dregs of society.
Oh yeah, well he was like well not a pirate, but like pretty close.
Yeah, he was basically a pirate. Like he was like yeah, it's like, and I liked that they did that in the show. That was one of my favorite things. They contrasted that with him being in court and be like that's Stannis Baratheon of the House of blah 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 blah. You'll show him respect, and then he's like. What's up, my niggas? Just like, you know, just parting with his homies.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it was also my favorite moment from the podcast was Stannis is my best friend. He cut my fingers off. Give him money. Fantastic.
It was pretty good. Mm. Yeah, we said this podcast was just going to be us telling each other how great we are.
Yep.
You know who's the best?
I thought that moment was funny.
You know who's the best? You.
I know. I'm fantastic.
You're pretty great. You're pretty great. All right, so let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the least favorite moment, because I feel like this would be more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
What was your least favorite moment of the entire season?
I should think about
other than Oprah's face.
Other than what? Oprah's face. Yeah, that was hard to watch. My God. Well, okay, Oprah screams.
Yeah, Oprah screams still haunt my dreams.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is the opening of a poem I'm writing, apparently. Oprah screams still haunt my dreams. That's fucking good. That's right there.
Oh, also another favorite moment before I get to shit that I didn't like. Are you going to die over a couple chickens? Someone is.
I just like my favorite part of that scene wasn't even like that line. Mm. It's just his negotiating with escalating amount of
two chickens.
He's like, man, take the deal. Take the deal, man. He's gonna keep asking for more chickens. Yeah. It's like, I didn't like Entourage, but my favorite thing about Entourage is just Ari Gold. And there was one scene, it's just like when it's negotiation tactics. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, just like, I love that as an opening line of any negotiation.
Mm, pretty much. First of all, fuck you.
Second of all, here's my offer.
I still haven't seen Entourage, honestly. I wouldn't recommend it. Yeah, no. I've heard as such.
I'm trying to think of other shit that I really hated. I can't remember a lot of moments that I was really like, fuck you. See,
that's the problem with that question, is that in Game of Thrones, the worst moments aren't like, oh, wow, that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. How stupid, the show was terrible. It's just like really stupid, boring shit that you don't care about and you immediately forget.
Well, every once in a while, they do pretty bad shit. Like they did the old Roz death thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that wasn't, like, bad in that sense. It was just really uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
Because she had a bunch of fucking crossbow bolts in her.
Ugh. Yeah, that was dumb. I didn't like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard to say, because I think you're totally right. It's like, that's the thing about this show. It's like, we wouldn't... People, like, I make... You know, I've been... If I could be accused of anything, I could probably be accused of being too critical of the show. If you're going to be like, if you were to listen to the podcast, and I've listened back to some of them, and I'm like, God, I sound so critical. Like, I sound like I don't like this show at all.
Mm.
But, like, I wouldn't do a podcast about a show I didn't like. Like, it's just like,
yeah, the idea, no, this absolutely. Like, you wouldn't dedicate a whole fucking hour and change every week to.
It, like, that's 12 plus hours of my life. Probably like 20. It's like, probably like at least.
Not just
like,
watching the show, talking about the show then.
No, like. If you think about it, Game of Thrones, and notwithstanding like the amount of like consumption of stuff I would do anyway, you know, like listening to other podcasts, reading reviews, reading other stuff, like I would have done that anyway. If you just take into account watching the show, recording the show, editing the show, that's like 36 hours of my life that I've devoted to this. If I didn't like it, why the fuck would I do this? Like,
yeah, really? No, but I don't find my watching Game of Thrones being over. Overall, very positive experience. But like, yeah, I'd have to actually like go over so much shits to find something that I hated. Maybe like the point where incest got boring, which was when Jaime and Cersei did it on the fucking
on their baby's body.
No, not that bit. I mean that also was like, yeah, whatever. But like the bit where they do it in the Tower to Hand or whatever.
Yeah, the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, and it's just such a funny idea. This is the idea that like we have been completely desensitized to incest to the point that I don't even notice it anymore. I'm just like, oh yeah, they're fucking. They kind of look similar. Oh right, they're related.
Yeah,
oh, they shared a womb.
Mm-hmm.
They were in there together.
They were probably doing it in there.
They were holding hands the entire time.
Mm.
That's creepy.
It's pretty creepy.
Just imagine these little baby fetuses holding hands and then, like, smash cut, like, 40 years in the future.
Straight up doing it.
Straight up dizzing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, let's see. Who didn't we see in the finale? Let's talk about that. There's a couple characters we didn't see in the finale. So we didn't see any of Theon.
No.
We didn't see any of... Who else didn't we see? We didn't see any Sam, which is weird. I thought we'd see at least a little bit of him.
In the last episode?
Yeah.
At the no.
We didn't see any of him. We just saw the outside
of the
wall.
You're right. Because, yeah, the second to last and the last episode kind of blend together a little bit for me. Just because, like, the last one picks up directly after the episode 9.
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't see any of Jorah.
Nope. I don't think we will for a few episodes.
I think we will.
Yeah, it's going to go right back to that real quick.
I mean, they got it. Right? They got it. Like, that's the thing with the first episode. They always seem to do this with the first episode is like the tapas of episodes. They'll seem to touch on everybody for like a little tiny bit. But like,
yeah,
they don't seem to outright ignore that many characters for that long.
I was thinking that they're going to go like the book route a bit where they don't introduce them until... fuck, well, I can't spoil it. But
oh,
like,
treat it like a reveal?
Yeah, until a dude... runs
like you
into
about
a
him
dude
and you're just like, where's
in a
Jorah?
Place, right?
Where's Jorah?
Yeah, you're not like thinking about him, and then you fucking like somebody runs into them, or
like in that first episode of Fargo, like at the end of that first episode, when all of a sudden the doorbell rings, you're like, who the shit? Oh my god!
Yeah,
that's
right.
Fargo's pretty good.
Fargo is pretty good. I gotta watch the rest of that.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
Who else didn't we see? I think that might be the only people we didn't see.
Yeah, pretty much. Anything you're, well, I guess that'll be spoilers, but, yeah, I was gonna say anything you're looking forward to next year.
I mean, I am looking forward to seeing, this is the thing I'm looking forward to seeing. The thing I think I'm most looking forward to is just seeing what the fuck they do with Bran.
Yeah.
I'm just so confused by what they're gonna do now.
I have no idea what.
It's gonna be like the never ending story. It's just gonna be them flying around on the back of like a thing the whole time.
Man. Yeah, I guess that is going to be the most interesting thing next season because we don't fucking know what.
Yeah, it's,
what
and this is not a spoiler. It's a spoiler to tell you that it's not a spoiler because that's it. Like, we've tapped out on Bran. Like,
you are spoiled for Bran.
Congratulations, guys. You know just as much as we do about Brandon Stark now.
Exactly. Like, just no idea. But I guess that'll be really interesting because we're going to get stuff that hasn't been revealed. Or never will be, depending on how the books go, I guess. Oh, man, we're in such a weird place with that show right now.
It is such a weird place. We'd almost need to sit down and figure out exactly. There's a podcast I listen to. It's another Game of Thrones podcast called Bored, Gore, and Swords.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you actually to listen to it because I said that they're true comedians, uh-huh, and they sit there and talk about Game of Thrones, uh-huh.
Yep.
They make jokes the whole time, mm-hmm. uh-huh, and they're better at it than we are.
Of course.
Uh-huh. So it's like, so you gotta listen to it and just be like, shit, this is what we could be if we had talent and tried. But they do a thing where in between the seasons of the show, they don't read the books beforehand. They read the books afterwards. So they'll go through. So they start with the first season where they watch the first season of the show.
And then they read the first book.
In the interim, they did like two chapters a week. And so it's actually really funny. I enjoyed those episodes almost more than the TV episodes. And I'm just sitting there and I'm just so curious to find out what they're going to do now. Cause it's like, what do you do now?
You're
like
fucked now, guys.
It's like, guess what, boys? Like, oh, can we read the rest of the book? Nope.
No, you can read half of one and some chapters from another.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Like, they're going to need to get like some kind of weird Frankenstein monster of a book. Like, and it's going to be like, okay, you have to buy all three of them now. And it's like, it's going to be like a choose your own adventure thing. They're going to be flipping around. It's like, go to page 78. What?
Yeah. You can read chapters 1, 16, 22, and 30 of this book.
I feel like this season, if we were to characterize it, it's like the death of George R.R. Martin's influence.
Yes. Like,
it's
like, yes. That was the fucking like, the second big major kill in fucking Game of Thrones. It was like Oberyn, and then it was George R. R. Martin's influence.
You can literally track the moment when they stopped giving a fuck. They're just like,
yeah, it was spooky, scary skeletons.
It's like, wait a minute, why are we listening to this old fat man?
We can do whatever we want.
We've turned out four seasons of television. We've turned out four seasons of the most ambitious, expensive television show in the entire history of the medium in 4 years. This dude has not been able to churn out a book in five. Why are we listening to him?
It's true. Like, how hard is it to write a book? Really? Come on.
I've done it.
Have you?
No. You believed me for a half second there, didn't you?
Stranger things have happened. Jeez.
I actually had an idea for a book.
Aren't you, like, you're like a teacher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you could have fucking done like a textbook or anything.
No, no, no. It's like I have an idea for a legit like sci-fi novel.
Neat.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't want to tell it on air because it's a good idea and I don't want to hold on to it.
Somebody scoop it.
I'm going to tell you afterwards. I'll tell you after the show. How about
that? Okay, no problem.
But we're not talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
We're not spoiling everything.
No.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
We should, in the interim, we should assign ourselves to watch things that Game of Thrones cast members are in. For starters, we can watch The Other Woman with Nicolaj Coster-Waldau.
What?
Have you not heard of this movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's, don't. What's I haven't up with watched it.
Is it another incest film?
No, it's just a friggin', it sounds like the weirdest, like, romantic comedy you've ever seen in your entire life.
Yeah, it makes sense that he'd get casted for that shit, and, you know, he's a handsome fella.
Okay, so let me read you the description of it. So, Cameron Diaz has just started a relationship with Jamie Lannister.
You said Cameron Diaz, and it was immediately like, dropped. Dropped.
It's like, Cameron Diaz, nope.
Good night.
Is it like Cameron Diaz? Wait, is it The Mask? No? Then I'm not interested.
Yeah, man.
I've always found her not attractive.
Yeah, I mean, like, for a movie star, she's not the most appealing.
It almost ruined the movie Something About Mary for me.
I just hate every movie she's in. Like, ugh.
Like, I watched Something About Mary, and I'm like, this movie makes no sense. Why are all these guys going nuts? Like, why are they all acting like crazy, insane people?
Because she's a bubbly blonde lady.
Apparently.
Everybody fucking poos their pants over it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Freaking Matt Dillon is losing his goddamn mind and wants to murder people to marry her.
America's sweetheart, Cameron Diaz. Hey, did you guys know that this podcast was recorded in 2002? Cameron Diaz was a big deal.
This Game of Thrones podcast.
I actually don't know who like the big starlets are anymore that people pay attention to. I think Scarlett Johansson, but Jennifer Lawrence.
She's the one right now, I think.
She's oh yeah.
Yeah, she's in like The Hunger Games and like other stuff.
Yeah, what was that movie I saw with her in it? Like fucking Winter's Bone, I think it
Winter's
was called.
Winter's Bone, that's a good movie.
That's a really good movie.
That's a really good movie.
Yeah.
You know who's dude. Oh, that guy. Oh, friggin' not Martin Starr. I can't remember his goddamn name. The guy in Winter's Bone, the uncle. The guy from Deadwood.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm just gonna look it up on IMDb.
How has that guy not been on Game of Thrones? That guy would be amazing on Game of Thrones.
Not the sheriff.
No. It's
Oh, Teardrop.
John Hawks,
yeah.
How has that dude not been on Game of Thrones?
Yeah, he looks like he should have been in it.
He looks like he should be every character on Game of Thrones. Like, we should do a supercut.
He looks like he should be Bronn, basically.
He does look like he should be Bronn. Like, how great would he be as... Yeah. No, because he's more sinister. Like, honestly, I'm trying to think who he could play.
Mm.
Of, like, a future character we haven't been introduced to. They haven't been introduced yet.
Fuck. Who is there, even?
He should be in that show.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're rambling at this point. We're rambling like drunk, crazy people.
That's true. We're just talking about whatever. I spent literally 20 minutes describing the plot of Metal Gear.
It was pretty great. I enjoyed the show.
And it's like, so that was basically like the drunk history of Metal Gear Solid. That was not
another thing I have never watched. I saw it today. It was like season premieres coming up, and I'm like, what?
Oh, I haven't seen it myself either, but I know the premise.
I haven't seen it, but the title is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I had someone explain it to me one time.
Yeah. It's not the Brady Bunch. Like, the Brady Bunch, you're like, what the Brady? The Brady Bunch could be anything.
What the fuck could this be about?
Drunk history, you get a pretty good idea of what you're in for.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
All right, should we say goodbye to the non-spoiler people?
Yes, we should.
Okay, guys.
All right. You should read those books, you guys.
It's so
you got
hard
a few months. Oh, hold on.
Say goodbye.
Give me a second.
Yep. I'm giving you a second. Ooh, yesterday. The hell are you playing?
Yeah. There we go.
You know I can just loop it in later, right?
Nope. I'm going to play it over the air.
You're going to hold it up like a jukebox, like John Cusack?
I'm just going to listen to it myself. Fuck it.
Fuck the police.
Even if they can't hear it.
You know what I say to that? Fuck the police.
Indeed.
But, all right, non-spoiler peeps, it has been a blast. We have enjoyed telling you all our Game of Thrones theories and had fun with trying to keep ourselves contained.
And you know what? We probably spoiled a few things along the way.
May or may not have spoiled a few things. We shared some laughs. We shared some great times. We've only slightly made fun of you every week in the spoiler section.
Yeah, we've said some pretty raw shit.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to go back and catch that next season or not, but
I mean, we didn't talk about you that much, but
what we said wasn't good.
Yeah,
it wasn't a lot, but
you know, I mean, you should probably read the books and then find out.
Yeah, fucking idiot.
I actually know somebody. You know, it's funny because Cheska is like just started watching Game of Thrones. So she's going to start listening to Game of Thrones, which is going to be hilarious because I think I've talked about her like 100 times.
Yeah, and, no. Sorry, it's just that there's this like manga / anime that I really like. I was talking about last week, Berserk, and one of the characters is named Casca instead of Cheska, as you say. And so every time you say it, I'm like, Casca. That's how Gut says it.
I like how you say as like as you say as if it's not her name.
No, this is totally
Casca. Thank you very much for listening, non-spoiler people.
Yes.
Hopefully most of you guys are converted to spoiler people by the next time we talk.
Yeah, get on that.
Honestly, it's not going to make a difference. I don't even know if we're going to have a spoiler section next week.
Yeah, and really, yeah, it's just going to be what the fuck the whole time. Probably check out something we'll probably do later. We won't probably talk about Game of Thrones hardly at all, or maybe a lot, because you can't.
We'll finish our Metal Gear saga.
Oh man, yeah, you know what I'd like to do, like, for a podcast? It'd be really fun.
What?
I'd take probably like a half quarter of mushrooms and try to describe to you the plots of Metal Gear Solid 1-4.
We're gonna talk off air. This is the greatest idea I've ever heard in my life. We can do it like education, like an educational style thing. We're like, I am your student and you are sitting there and you're tripping your goddamn balls off trying to explain to me.
Losing my mind.
You gotta wear a headset though, because you won't stay near your microphone.
Oh yeah. No, I'll man, whenever I've done any kind of psychedelics, I usually stay in one place for a pretty long time.
Yeah.
And then just get up and go somewhere after. So that won't be hard. But yeah, that
pretty much describes life, Kurt. If I stay in one place for a long time, then you get up and go around after.
That's true. Whoa, I shouldn't have taken all those mushrooms before this podcast.
All right, non-spoiler people.
Yeah.
See you on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But not really, because this is where the spoiler people live.
That's true.
And they're better than you.
It's been a blast.
They're better than you because they're literate.
That's true, yeah. They can read.
They can fucking read. Read a book!
You dicks.
Read a book. Read a motherfucking book.
Hey, yo, Bill.
Wear deodorant. That's my favorite part of that one. It's called Speed Stick. It's not expensive.
I love you all, non-book readers, and I hope you grace us with your presence again next year.
I love you all as well, except you, Mike. You know what you did.
Mike?
There's no one named Mike. I just like
Mike's
to imagine there's someone.
Mike's a real twat bag.
I just like to imagine there's somebody listening whose name's Mike, and he's just like, what did I do?
Hey, well, you know what? Fucking statistics would lend itself to that.
That's true.
A lot of people named Michael.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of people named Kurt and Ben.
That's
and we have been them for the non-spoiler people.
Boom! Spoiler time.
Here we go. You ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
All right. Full spoilers ahead.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
So in Metal Gear Solid 4, okay, basically, oh man, I can't even describe the plot of Metal Gear Solid 4.
I'm looking forward to you trying to actually describe it. I think the worse it gets for you, the funnier we'll get for everybody else.
Because I'll be making shit up.
Oh, you can't make shit up. You cannot make shit up. You have to tell me exactly how it is. It's got to be the thing, and you got to test me at the end. Like, there'll be a test. You have to make a test, and I have to write your test. And based on how well I do, we'll determine how well this actually went down.
Okay, for extra credits, what was Meryl Silverberg's relation to Colonel Campbell?
They're gay.
What?
I just watched the season finale of Boondocks. It was terrible.
Oh, man, yeah. Adam actually got a review copy of that and reviewed it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's a film critic.
It was awful. It was one of the worst seasons. It was really disappointingly terrible.
Yeah, I heard it was, like, worse because the showrunner no longer attached to it.
Yeah, not even just the showrunner. The showrunner, the guy who created the comic, like, literally, the Boondocks has been, it's like, imagine if Louis C.K. got kicked off of Louis. Like, basically, that would be the equivalent of what it would be.
And
like,
they replaced him with Mark Maron.
They made it Todd Barry. Barry's role in the show.
Oh, I would, like, sacrifice my firstborn son to see that show.
Really?
Where Todd Barry just gets Louis all of a sudden. Fucking fantastic.
Okay, for one episode, that'd be pretty good, but you gotta admit, it gets thin after a while.
I love Todd Barry, and I love
Todd Barry too, but like...
Stupid asshole ways.
Yeah.
Great. Alright, so, I don't know, anything spoiler you want to get at? When the fuck, are they gonna do Lady Stoneheart?
They will, they have to.
Yeah.
Someone pointed this out, and this is why I think they're gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
They introduced Beric Dondarrion, they introduced people coming back from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason you do that unless you're actually doing it.
Yeah, and why would you do it when the book says, why would you ever do that? That's dumb. Yeah.
The question that remains that still remains for me is why they didn't do it this week, because it just made so much fucking sense.
It didn't make any sense.
So what do you think is going to happen next season? Like, what do you think? Do you seriously think that they're going to start making shit up for Bran?
Maybe. Yeah, unless they just don't go back to that kid at all, and they come back to him. Yeah, they have to do some shit soon, because that kid is getting big.
He's getting old. Oh, shit, that's an idea.
I'm pretty sure that Bran Stark has, like, a foot and a half on me.
What if they do this? What if they don't show Bran again? They just start filming all his shit now.
Yeah, they would have to. Wouldn't they? Like, that kid is going to have a full-on beard if we wait another year.
That kid's nose is bigger than my entire body.
How old is he? I'm going to fucking check that out.
You know what it is? And someone pointed this out. It's the eyebrows. It's the giant-ass eyebrows that make him look like an old man.
You didn't know Bran Stark was Italian.
Isaac Hempstead Wright. He is not listed as his age, apparently.
Oh, yeah, they don't have his birthday here. That's weird.
Damn it, Wikipedia. You're ruining my shit.
Yeah.
To IMDb. Born 1999. Fuck you. I don't want to do math.
He's 15. Okay, wait, he's only 15?
What?
Man, that kid is fucking big.
That kid's like all of puberty.
Yeah.
He's a physical embodiment of puberty.
My God. Yeah, but yeah, like they gotta film his shit quick, because like he is going to have a beard. He's going to have a beard really soon.
Like, he's going to be carrying Hodor around.
Yeah, pretty
point.
Much. He's only going to be a little bit shorter than him at some point. But yeah, I guess like they're going to have to do something. Like, they can either film his shit now or they're going to put it in the next season. But like, we're going to see stuff that has not happened in the books yet. So whatever that's going to be, I'm pretty interested in to see, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like a lot of montage-y Harry Potter shit. Like, you're going to get a lot of like, you're the chosen one. Stuck. And like a lot of like,
one of those fucking ones.
And like, yeah, he's going to go through all this training shit, and they're going to go through all this like, oh, you've got to friggin' face your fears and blah, 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 and see the future. And
yeah, you
got to I
you gotta go fucking take some peyote and meet Jim Morrison in the desert.
You gotta find a space coyote.
Yeah, and then you gotta get to Wayne Stock.
And then you gotta go underneath and you gotta go in that cave underneath the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's in there? Only what you bring with you.
Oh, man. Yeah,
and
I wonder
he's
if that,
gotta have a lightsaber
he's
fight.
Gonna,
he's gotta cut Darth Vader's head off, and he's gotta reveal that it's actually Brandon Stark the whole time.
Whoa. But yeah. fuck, what was I going to say? Shit.
Oh, I compared, I said, before we were recording, I compared, I said that Kurt and I are like, he's my Han Solo and I'm his Luke Skywalker, and I seriously thought he was going to cry.
It was one of the nicer things that's been said about me.
I literally, you're just, you was such a genuine moment where you were just like, oh my God, I love that so much. And I'm just like, I know, it's so true though. Just like,
yeah, I am the more roguish one. I'm always getting into trouble.
That's right. You're the rogue, and I'm you're the lovable rogue who's like my ticket out of here, and I'm like the upstart farm boy.
That's true. The hero, though. The hero.
Yeah. But like the hero who doesn't get the girl in the end, the hero who like nobody really likes.
Well,
like,
you know, fucking Luke Skywalker got some puss eventually because he's got kids and
extended universe. Yeah. They had to write an entire book
anymore,
series.
Apparently,
they had to write an entire book series just to get Luke some ass.
The Erotic Adventures of Luke Skywalker by George R. R. Martin.
I would totally believe it too.
Yeah, just like, for sure.
He's writing the entire Star Wars extended universe.
I read.
Oh, they're never going to see this coming.
I read a bunch of a book by George R. R. Martin that wasn't Game of Thrones related.
Oh, yeah?
It's called The Apocalypse Rag, yeah. And have you ever seen Metalocalypse?
Of course.
It's basically exactly like Metalocalypse.
Is William Murderface in it?
No, unfortunately.
Then, no, I'm not interested.
No sale. But yeah, like...
Is Toki Wartooth in it?
No.
Then I'm not interested.
Yeah, no sale. But
if it was just a show with Toki and Murderface, I would watch that every single
week.
I
love Nathan, though. He's great.
Yeah, but Toki's my favorite. He's so
Toki's great. So sweet.
Oh, he's, guys, he's just sweet and genuine. Like,
he's got a little bit of a cough. He's a really cool cat. It's like my favorite episode.
He just loves everything so much.
Yeah. Oh, man. Except for that one episode where he tries to be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Armageddon Rag is basically like, just like this journalist interviews this old heavy metal band because a bunch of them are getting like murdered. And it turns out there's like some secret, like crazy death cult that's like devoted to them and stuff. And somebody inside of it went nuts.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty much as Metalocalypse. Like, it's almost exactly the same thing.
I actually saw Death Clock live.
You saw Death Clock live?
I saw Death Clock live.
Oh, man. Was that a heavy TO?
I saw him at Sound Academy with Mastodon.
Oh, that's a wicked show.
It was awesome.
Shit, I would love to see that.
It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my entire life. It was the best. They are so good. I'm telling you, like, you think you're gonna, you walk in there and you're like, okay, this is gonna be good. Then Brandon Small just like, oh, this is how it goes down, you guys. I'm like, oh my God, Nathan Explosion is in front of my face.
Yeah. Yeah, and Brandon Small is like one of the fucking best guitar players.
He's amazing. He's honestly like, and that the thing was interesting, like the show was like they had like they had a screen projecting like the characters and stuff like that. And a lot of the musicians, like the actual musicians were kind of like backgrounded a little bit, but I was not even watching the screen at a certain point. Like there's just crazy shit like during the, and they'd have like clips from the show and they actually had like some original stuff in there too. Like it wasn't like Mermaid or they had the whole mermaid like massacre thing.
Yeah.
But they had some like original stuff thrown in there as well, and like I started watching that a little bit. But like, I just found myself just watching him just the whole time. Just like he's fucking amazing.
Yeah. You would totally be drawn to that. Like he's been on Comedy Bang Bang a few times in the last like last half a year, and he is always so funny.
I remember his episode of WTF was one of my favorite episodes.
Oh, I haven't listened to that. I should.
Oh, it's great. It's just yeah. And he just sits there playing one of Mark Maron's guitars the whole time. Just like he's like having a conversation, like. It's just like shredding blues.
Yeah, he doesn't even think about it for sure.
And you can tell Mark Maron is like really trying to get his approval. Just like I'm pretty good, right? I'm pretty good. Yeah, I play guitar a little bit. You know, I just do that. And he's like, and Brandon Small's like, yeah, not bad, man. He's like, and just like just shreds, like just like you could tell, like without even trying, he's just like,
yeah. Mark Maron's had a lot more fucking music people. On what the fuck?
I noticed. I've really. I don't know about you. I have not listened to an episode of WTF in a while.
No, me. I listen to them like few and far between. Like I like WTF. It's just I don't keep up on it too much.
It's one of those. Like it's become for me that podcast that I have on my iPod. That's the same thing with Nerdist, where it was like, I think I've got like 50 episodes of Nerdist now built up on my iPod.
Wow.
That I will. I think I'm going to listen to. I'm never going to listen to.
Well, you never know. You might get stuck in an elevator.
But every once in a while, I listen to like there'll be a guest on. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm gonna listen to this one. Then it's a good episode. But like, there's so many episodes that are like, yeah, I don't know what it is with the podcast because I've been listening to those two podcasts like from their beginnings.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah, same thing for me with Comedy Bang Bang. Like, I wasn't there at the beginning, but I was there, like, 30 episodes in. I've been listening to it when it was Comedy Death Ray, yeah. I actually own the Comedy Death Ray CD, like the one they sold for the Christmas fundraiser. They sold it in HMV when I worked there, and that was how I got into a lot of different comics that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Like I already knew about like Patton Oswalt and fucking David Cross, but like I got into like Paul F. Tompkins,
yeah.
Ian Edwards, and like
Pete Holmes.
Pete Holmes wasn't on that one. Oh, maybe he was. And Jimmy Pardo. Was on.
Oh, I love Jimmy Pardo.
Like, I'd never heard of Jimmy Pardo until I heard the Comedy Death Ray CD.
Yeah, Jimmy Pardo's awesome.
He's great. Yeah, he really knows how to make a podcast. He's full of energy, that guy.
Jimmy Pardo is like the one, like, I feel like Jimmy Pardo I could hang out with. There's a lot of comedians who are just like, I could never hang out with you.
Yeah.
It would be insane. I feel like Patton Oswalt, I could never hang out with him. Like, if you follow his Twitter feed, he just seems really annoying.
Yeah. Did you unfollow Patton Oswalt? I have to check now.
Like I honestly just feel like he's so like he's so like I am smart.
Yeah, I mean? Like, so much smarter than everyone else until I make fun of myself in 5 years for the way that I am now.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like Jimmy Pardo is just like I could hang out with you forever. Like if that's a guy you want to go on a road trip with.
Yeah, totally. I would never hang out with David Cross. I think I said this before because I'm afraid he'd be mean to me. and that would destroy like my entire life.
It would destroy your entire life.
Kind of like Troy
with LeVar Burton.
Yeah, with LeVar Burton. It's like I don't ever want to meet him. Like I really like David Cross. I have a poster of him on my wall, like right in front of my computer. But like I'd be really afraid to ever meet him because it's like, oh, he's gonna think I'm just some shitty idiot, and be dismissive of me, and then I'm gonna be sad forever.
I like how we're talking about spoilers, and it's just like, it's not even about Game of Thrones anymore.
Who gives a fuck? Come on.
That's true.
How much is there to talk about? Like, what's going to happen? Oh, some dude's going to get eaten by a dragon. Oh, what were what were the things you wanted to say to me that would make me say, what the fuck, more so than spooky, scary skeletons?
The friggin' shape changing. All of a sudden, like, the friggin'...
Oh, yeah, when
all fucking... the face changing that goes on, and just like...
Yeah, that's right. We go all Mission Impossible.
The smiling man, just...
Yeah, that's what we're going to see a lot of next season.
Like a guy with like a friggin' talking skeleton man is going to just like walk out and be like, hey, what's up?
Do you mean Cold Hands?
No, the guy who trains Arya.
Oh, is he a skeleton?
They always described him as very skeletal.
Oh, I don't remember that. Jeez. Or, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And like that, yeah. Then you're gonna have like that little, like the little girl who comes in. She's like, "Yeah, I'm also the greatest assassin ever lived."
That's true. Man,
weird shit that goes on.
Word, like
giants. We're gonna get some more giants.
We're gonna get some more giants.
Some 1-1 up in this bitch.
And I guess we're gonna
get some glamoring. We're we got some crazy shit coming.
It's strange. I don't know if you're gonna have that shot.
I don't know. To me. The craziest shit they ever did, though, was Smoke Baby. I think Smoke Baby, though, was the weirdest thing they've ever done. Just because, A, it's a giant, it's a fucking Stannis Baratheon Smoke Baby coming out of a woman's vagina. Right. That's there.
True. Yep.
But when it comes in the show, is so early that you're just like, what is going on?
Are you fucking sure?
And then it really just kills a dude, right, and it kills a dude and is never spoken of again. It's like it never comes back. Like they're just like, remember how fucked up that Smoke Baby thing was? Like,
nope.
Everyone's just nobody like, cares. Renly's dead. I don't know. Let's never talk about why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he died somehow. It was Brienne, probably. She probably did it. She really liked him, so she probably murdered him for some reason. I don't
know. Oh, you know, I'm actually really disappointed about one thing, too.
What's that?
Because I forgot about this. Was all the rainbow shit.
The what?
Like, Renly with all the rainbow shit. They never got into that with the rainbow guard and, like, everything was supposed to be rainbows.
No,
and
they,
like,
They chose to just instead make a bunch of crude gay jokes about him.
I know, but
yeah,
it was
same
so,
message.
It was so great in the book that the way they did that was just like they just layered that in over and over again. And they had such a great explanation for it too, because it's just like, oh, it's the seven gods, and it's like that's why. But everyone else is sitting there going, uh-huh.
Oh yeah, I get it.
Uh-huh, right. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I don't know. I think that it's in terms of like reading the books and then why, because that was, I think Smoke Baby came before I read the book still.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too.
Because I remember that was like, I was before we started recording as well.
Yeah. That was like season,
that was season two, I think.
Season two. Yeah. That's right.
So like, I remember that just being like, what the fuck is going on? And nothing has ever surprised
like
me.
Fairly realistic. Well, not realistic, but like, everything was fairly rooted in insanity for that.
It's so crazy now to look back and imagine that at a time. There was a time in this show's history when people were like, WTF dragons?
What? Dragons? It's like, yeah. Because
now we
got
fucking skeletons. Just like skeletons and fireballs.
Spooky, scary skeletons and ugly green-haired midgets throwing fireballs at people. Crazy.
Which sounds like the worst like indie rock band ever.
Yeah. Man, that I might steal that as a name. It's pretty
we should cool. do that.
Yeah. I don't know how to music.
Yeah.
That's why I do comedy, because I don't know how to do music, and I want people to look at me.
I think that's one of the best quotes I ever heard was they said, every musician wants to be a comedian, every comedian wants to be a musician.
Mm-hmm.
They all look at each other, and we all look at each other, and we're just like, man, I wish I was here. Like, we look up there, and we see musicians playing, like, fuck, look at the crowd just in there. Like, they're so in.
Well, no,
like,
nobody wants to have sex with comedians. That's true.
But you watch a musician, and they're just sitting there watching us going, man, they can just stand up there and talk. They don't have to do anything. They just stand up there, and like, they can just be themselves. Like,
yeah, and people are way into it. It's like, yeah, but nobody's
yeah, nobody wants to fuck us, though.
No, nobody wants to do any sex to the comedians. And for good reason. Gross.
It's true, yeah. I think that people are smart to not have sex with us.
From my experiences in comedy for fucking 6 years, yeah, you don't want to. Fucking gross. Mostly.
I'm just saying, I'm a very clean comedian. I would consider myself probably the cleanest comedian I know.
That's probably true. Yeah, you could do a room with a couple middle-aged people in it, and they would
absolutely.
They wouldn't freak out.
No.
No. I'm not a very clean guy.
I'm the boy next door. I'm the Luke Skywalker. We've already gone over this. We've established this.
Luke Skywalker, my Han Solo.
I'm the plucky farm boy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it, dude.
My God.
I'm tired.
Ben's about to die.
I'm tired.
Need sleep badly. Okay.
It took over. We did it, though. I'm very proud of us for doing this.
It's really been quite a ride, and I don't know. It's just like...
I know on Tuesday, episodes. I'm going to be sad. We're going to record... I mean, we're starting recording Braingasm on Tuesday, but like... Mm-hmm. It's going to be different.
That'll be good, and I can come interfere with it somehow.
You can do that. You could be like friggin' like DX just coming in and just like disrupting
bam,
us
bam,
in the middle of...
Bam, bam, bam. That's the NWO theme, actually.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Some metaphors a little bit there.
Bust in the door. What's up, motherfuckers? In the house. Before I do that, I really want to set up a soundboard that I can feed drops through my microphone. You know what I mean? Just like sound effects and shit.
I know why you think that sounds like a great idea.
It does. It does.
But that's the worst idea.
Oh, man. There's just so many that I'd like to do. I really want...
Drops.
Yeah?
Drops is one of those things. As a guy who's been doing podcasting for a while now, Drops is one of those things you start doing when you first start, and you're like, this is the best idea ever. And you really quickly realize why it's not the best idea ever.
But one of my favorite podcasts has the best drops in the world, and it's the funniest thing ever.
Which one is it?
The Poundcast. Like, you ever seen, like, Tim and Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
We remember this last time we talked, that I don't really seen Tim and Eric.
That's right, yeah. Well, their editor, Doug, has his own podcast, and it's the funniest fucking thing. It's really good. Just because he's doing for a character. But yeah!
Gasm of Thrones, guys. It's a little bit of Game of Thrones. It's a lot of recommending podcasts that are better than ours.
Yeah, it's a lot of Metal Gear Solid explaining.
I enjoyed the shit out of that.
Yeah, we're going to do that thing.
I want to do that really badly. I think that would be one. I would be proud of that. I would want to sell that as like like a box set.
The hidden episode.
And it would be you. Okay, so this is what I'm imagining. It's me sitting in like a desk, like it's like a school desk with like one of those little like beanie with the propellers on it.
Yeah.
And you're in a professor's outfit, you know, like the graduation cap and gown, but it's all tie-dye.
Oh, man, we need to film this.
I think this would be amazing.
It'll be like 3 hours long, but it would still be great.
I love how you're just like, dude, it was 3 hours long. And I'm like, dude, it was 17 hours long.
Wow.
I fell asleep for most of it. You never stopped.
No, I just kept going on with that theory, man.
If we ever record on mushrooms, that would be the longest podcast ever recorded.
Absolutely, because we go for a long time without the use of psychedelics.
I know. We would never sleep.
Yeah.
We would never do anything.
Nope.
We would just podcast forever.
All day or a day.
All day, all night.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was... Now, spoiler people, you are the real heroes.
You're the ones that we do this for.
You're the champions.
All three of you.
Yeah.
Three if we're lucky.
I think three is actually like a crazy estimate.
I was going to say three if we're lucky.
But yeah, no, man. You guys make it all possible for us to speak to each other for an hour or two every week there about the Game of Thrones. And we appreciate you. Hope you come back. That would be great. Next season's going to have all kinds of spills and chills.
It's going to be good. But you know that already because you're spoiler people.
Totally. And maybe I'll come back and I'll be like totally more fucked up and shit and incoherent.
Like, maybe I'll come back. Like,
No. Maybe like I'm going to come back. Maybe I'll come back and I'll be like crazy.
What if you come back and you're born again? You're just like,
oh man. No, that's not where this is headed. Like, yeah, I want to go to the gym.
The greatest though.
I want to go to the gym and stop saying retard, but I'm never going to be born again.
Dude,
Christian.
That would be amazing if we come back and it's just like, hey, what's up? Like we haven't talked for some reason. We haven't talked the whole time. And it's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, and you're just like, hello, how you doing?
Hi, Ben.
Hey, yeah. So man, you watch Game of Thrones. You know, I stopped watching it. It was,
very violent.
It just seemed very violent and sexual. And there was some awkward language I wasn't a fan of.
Awkward language I wasn't a fan of. See, I don't even know how to talk that way. How fucking like dumb I am.
Have you heard the war? Have you heard the good news?
Yeah.
What? Oh, that it got renewed?
I'd love to come back next season and just act like a Jehovah's Witness.
That would be amazing.
Fucking incredible.
What did you do on your summer vacation?
I found the word of Jehovah.
That's the thing that's so funny about this podcast is like we will come back in like a long time. Like we will come back and shit will have changed. Like my life will be so different by the time.
Because
like when we come back, I will have graduated from my teacher's college.
There you go.
I will be, you know, I don't even know if I'll be even living here.
In St. Kitty's.
In Canada.
Oh, yeah. You might be going fucking...
For all I know, I'll be overseas.
But you're going to do some ESL?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, cool.
I might be in Vietnam.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Ben got drafted to Vietnam.
Ben's looking for Charlie. We still haven't found
him. He's going to come back from Vietnam changed.
I just come back and I'm like, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Get out. Check the trees. Check the trees.
Wait, no, that's fucking no. It's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's Rambo. It's
Stallone. That wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger. That was just a mentally ill man who shell shocked.
I like your impression of a mentally ill man. Sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger to me. What does that say about me or you?
Yeah, a PTSD'd out vet. That's basically like.
Like, he'd be fine if he wasn't constantly wearing that bandana.
They come in the night.
Yeah. Ojo.
Ojo.
Wait, that's Japan.
I killed 50 men.
God, that was the saddest episode of King of the Hill when he died.
It was very sad, even though he was like, a dickbag.
He was the worst, but then he died and just like, aw.
Aw, what a shame.
You know why I realized it was the saddest episode? Because I realized we'd never see Topsy again.
Topsy died before Cotton did.
I know, but yeah. Still, I loved him.
Yeah, it was great. That was basically all of his lines. All right, guys.
We never did our King of the Hill cast.
We never did, and maybe we will. Maybe
that's so much time.
Maybe
now.
That's a treat for the summer. Who knows?
We had time now.
Who knows? Yep.
All right, ladies.
We had time. We had time. All right.
But yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of her.
We did it. Season four, top of the season 04 to you.
Top of the season 04 to you.
Bottom of the season 04 to you.
Boom. Drop the bomb. Boom. Stop the bomb. It's over. Yeah. Shit.